If you've ever heard the phrase, the Holy Spirit, and you want to know what it means, where do you start?
Well, you have to start on page 1 of the Bible, where the uncreated world is depicted as this dark, chaotic place, but then above the chaos, God's Spirit is there, hovering, ready to bring about life and order and beauty.
Okay, but what is God's Spirit?
Yeah, so the Spirit is the way the biblical authors talk about God's personal presence. The Hebrew word is ruach.
Ruach?
Yeah, you gotta clear your throat at the end.
So what is it?
Well, ruach can refer to a number of different things, but what they all have in common is energy.
Energy? How so?
So there's an invisible energy that makes the clouds move or the tree branches sway.
Right. Wind.
So in Hebrew, that's ruach.
Okay.
Now take a good breath. So you feel that inside you?
Yeah, the air.
Well, specifically the energy, right? The vitality in your body that you get from breathing deeply, that too is ruach. And this is the same word used in the Bible to describe God's personal presence. Just like wind and breath are invisible, God's Spirit is invisible. Wind is powerful, and so God's Spirit is powerful. And just as breath keeps us alive, so God's Spirit sustains all of life.
Yeah, ruach.
Now, as we continue on in the story of the Bible, we see God's ruach giving special empowerment to people for specific tasks. The first person in the Bible this happens to is Joseph.
God's Spirit enables him to understand and interpret dreams.
And then it happens to this guy named Bezalel, and he's an artist.
God's Spirit empowers him with wisdom and skills. He's given creative genius to make beautiful things in the tabernacle.
And we also see God's ruach empower a group of people called the prophets.
They're able to see what's happening in history from God's point of view.
That's exactly right. And here's the problem as the prophets saw it. While God's ruach had created a really good world, humans have given in to evil. They unleashed chaos into it through their injustice.
A new type of disorder.
Yes, and the prophet said the Spirit would come, just like in Genesis 1, but now to transform the human heart, to empower people to truly love God and others.
How will this new act of God's Spirit happen?
Well, centuries pass, and we are introduced to Jesus. And at the beginning of his mission, this beautiful scene where Jesus is being baptized in the waters of the Jordan River.
Yeah, the sky opens up and God's Spirit comes and rests on him like a bird.
The story is saying that God's Spirit is empowering Jesus to begin the new creation. And we see this happening when he heals people or forgives their sins. He's creating life where there once was death.
Now, Israel's religious leaders oppose Jesus, and they eventually have him killed.
But even here, God's Spirit is at work. The earliest disciples of Jesus, who saw him alive from the dead, said it was God's energizing Spirit that raised Jesus.
This is the beginning of new creation.
Yes, and it's still going. When Jesus appeared to his closest followers, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
And soon after that, the Spirit powerfully comes on all of his disciples.
So that they can become part of this new creation and share the good news and learn how to live by the energy and influence of God's Spirit.
And so today, the Spirit is still hovering in dark places.
Yes, pointing people to Jesus, transforming and empowering them so they can love God and others. And the Christian hope is that the Spirit is going to finish the job. The story of the Bible ends with a vision of a new humanity, living in a new world that's permeated with God's love and life-giving Spirit.
Walk behind the leader. have walking dead. They're not going our own way. We need to be energized by the Spirit, but walk with the Spirit. That way, the fruit is good. Yeah, let's pick the top translation of this verse.
Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of
God. You need to go again, my dear. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground.
You grab me the last time. Just come to your way. What you ask of me. So teach me. Lord, you are my God. Precious Spirit is all I need.
Teach me to do your will. I just want to obey what you ask of me. That's quite a thing. We have to give and yield in hearts, and yield in minds, and yield in bodies. Teach me to do it. Teach me to do your will. There are so many demands out there. I don't know how many of you know this, Jack. How many would think, got something to say for me? I'm going to invite you to listen. Just briefly. We tried to serve it, didn't we, guys?
Yes.
They should work.
Listening.
should do this thing. Listening for what the Spirit wants to do. In agreement. And you are my God. This doesn't get into teaching your word. But you are my God. If the TV news channel is becoming my substitute for, you will have different things going on in your life that if we let them become our distraction, we miss out. The spirit of teaching. God wants to say, you're displacing God from being my God. The Spirit of good leads me to the land of uprightness. He's your little way. Verse in Isaiah. A thunderous voice cries out in the wilderness. Prepare the way for Yahweh's arrival. Make the highway straight through the desert for our God. Every valley will be raised up. Every mountain brought down low. The rugged terrain will become level ground. And the rough places will be that plain. We need that all. Stop talking about geography. Using geography as a metaphor. Where God goes, it can only be smooth. Sin has no place. Illness has no place. All the obstacles that we can think of in life have no place where God is there. And so, do the same for us. We should be in that land of us. We need to be on the other journey. Jackie and I, when we have a holiday, we like to walk. And favourite place is Darwin. And there's one walk that we can do before we get in line. And it got harder for me. Since my stroke, I am not a fool. A walk makes me tired, and when I'm tired, I'm even less fortunate. And there is one part of this walk that goes along a hillside. There's a path. You follow the path. And then the path disappears because what you're left with is a rock face, and you've got to go along this rock face. And over centuries, it has got shiny and smooth. And I can't see up rock. I am like this. I can feel the fear in me, because I can see the hillside going way, way, way down to the, and I'm scrambling hand to the hand to the foot. And she left me to a piece of plastic in the relative. I'm struggling to be up. With this, not talking about the world, simple part. About being in the world and being free from sin, free from anything that would hold us back, free from anything that would point us away from God, stop us from working in harmony with God's Spirit. We need to be at home. We need to be on that level. We need to be on that good path. But we can only be there if we're yielding.
Holy Spirit to us, who will be with you, a friend like me, and he will never leave you. The world will think that they can't see him or know, but he will know him intimately, because he remains in me, and will be with you. Jesus gave.
Yes, indeed.
vicariously grant one of those options on the list and talk to it. Whether it be for 5 minutes or 10, it would be for 2 minutes. I'm inviting you. Let's encourage one another. Learning more, understanding more, being affected. Greater understanding of these gifts of the Spirit. In the run-up, okay. Let's share the getting ready.